Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. Tuesday is Election Day, and political experts say voters shouldn't expect to know the results by Tuesday night. Because of the pandemic, many more people are voting by mail this year. President Trump says votes counted after the polls close may be fraudulent. NPR's Domenico Montanaro says that's not true.
He's baselessly casting doubt on the election. You know, Democrats have been running up the score with early voting, and Republicans know this. Many states can't start counting those mail-in votes until Election Day itself, and places like Pennsylvania that aren't used to this volume of mail-in votes are likely to be taking a while to do this. It could be days until they get all of the votes counted. There's nothing nefarious about that. You know, that's how this works.
NPR's Domenico Montanaro. Georgia, which has been a Republican stronghold for 20 years, is considered a battleground state this year. Both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris visited Sunday. For member station WABE, Emma Hurt reports.
In his fourth trip to the state since the summer, Trump held a rally in conservative Northwest Georgia.
Now, they said, sir, you don't have to come to Georgia. We have it made. It's won. It's, well, by the way, just go out and vote, okay?
Polling shows the presidential race in the traditionally red state is close. Trump won by 5 points in 2016. Senator Kamala Harris visited suburban Atlanta earlier in the day, an area that's seen massive demographic and political change.
I mean, look at where we are, Georgia. Look at where we are and where you have been and what you have been doing. Organizing and mobilizing and getting folks registered to vote.
Nearly 4 million Georgians have already cast their ballots. For NPR News, I'm Emma Hurt in Rome, Georgia.
The Texas Supreme Court dismissed a case Sunday by Republicans who wanted to throw out more than 120,000 ballots already cast in drive-through voting. A similar case is before a federal court Monday. The U.S. added close to 2 million coronavirus cases in October. Numbers are likely to keep rising. NPR's Matthew Schwartz has more.
In New Jersey, where the state has reported more than 1,000 daily cases for the past 2 weeks, Governor Phil Murphy told ABC News the state is officially in a second wave.
We had a sense this was coming, right? So we knew with cold weather, with folks going indoors, and there's a lot of virus, a lot of COVID fatigue.
Murphy encourages residents to avoid unnecessary travel. Case counts are climbing in most states, with the highest risk of infection currently in the Dakotas, Wisconsin, Montana, and Iowa. Dr. Anthony Fauci warned Saturday that with the cold weather coming and many downplaying the severity of the virus, the nation is in for a whole lot of hurt. Matthew Schwartz, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News. Five European countries are now in their second lockdowns, and others have heavy restrictions in place to slow a rapid rise in infections and deaths from the coronavirus. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
France, Ireland, Belgium, and Austria are in lockdown. Britain will begin a month-long confinement on Thursday. Germany has closed all bars and restaurants. Spain has a nationwide curfew, and Italy is banning travel between regions. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the virus was spreading even faster than the reasonable worst-case scenario scientific advisors provided. French Health Minister Olivier Véran said that Christmas would not be a normal holiday this year. Anger and exasperation over new restrictions led to protests and violence over the weekend in several Spanish and Italian cities. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Rescue workers pulled a 70-year-old man from rubble in the Turkish city of Izmir Sunday. He had been buried after Friday's earthquake that struck Turkey's Aegean coast and Greek islands. At least 75 people died. The search continues in the debris of several collapsed buildings. In Canada, the investigation continues into a stabbing rampage in Quebec City Halloween night. Police say a man dressed in medieval clothes with a sword attacked several people. Two people died and five others were wounded. A 24-year-old man is in custody. Officials say they believe the attack was driven by personal motives and was not linked to any terrorist group. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.